Welcome to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Touchdown, Arizona!
Presented by your local Valley Chevy dealers, Arizona Sports 620.
Oh, that's good, baby!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.
Mondays at 5 o'clock, head coach Ken Wisenhunt, nice enough to go in the Red Zone with the Doug and Wolf Show here on Arizona Sports 620. Coach, all things considered, how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there, getting ready for Monday night a week from today.
What did you say to the guys? A tough one in which you hung in there to the bitter end. So what did you say in the locker room after the game, Coach?
Just we can't make those mistakes. We can't turn the ball over that leads to a touchdown. We can't miss field goals. Those are the things that when you're on the road playing against a good team, you got to not do. And, so we've got to make sure that we continue to focus on those things and try not to have them happen.
Wiz, of course, you won your first four games of the season, and you've lost your last three. When you look at the last three losses, are you concerned at all about the confidence of your team, or do you tell them, or do you feel they know that you're close?
Well, I think if you look at the way the games went, you know, certainly Buffalo with the kick, we would have had that one. I think if we'd have made a couple of plays yesterday, for instance, if we make the two field goals, we don't give up the touchdown on the interception, it's a different game. So, you know, I don't sense that from our players. I know they feel like we've made too many mistakes over the last three games. We just haven't made those plays, but I don't sense that from them.
Coach, I know this is a very broad question, but I'm more asking it for fans. What goes into a quarterback sack? How many different things have to go right for you to avoid one?
Well, I mean, there's all kinds of different ways that it happens. Sometimes it happens from a protection breakdown, an offensive lineman gets beat, a back gets beat. A couple times it happened to us yesterday, the quarterback actually scrambled out of the pocket and gets tackled 1 yard from the line of scrimmage, and, you know, that's considered a sack. So there's all kinds of different ways that it happens. And, obviously we've given up too many of them. That's something that we tried to keep down yesterday, knowing that it was going to be a tough place. And we did a pretty good job except up until the end. But, you know, it can be any number of ways, but that it happens because, like I said, when you talk about protections, you've got so many different people involved. It's not always just linemen. It's backs. It's tight ends. Sometimes it's the quarterback getting the ball out. So it's really hard to say in a specific thing what it is or, you know, what goes into it.
Wiz, Lerod Stevens-Hulling had 20 carries for 104 yards. It was just all over the field. Did you go into the game thinking that Lerod was going to be a huge part of your game plan, or did it just develop that way?
Well, I always think that he's going to be a part of it. We went in planning to have a rotation like we would normally do, but Lerod had the hot hand. We had a good running plan, felt like it was going to be able to get some runs in there, whether it was William Powell or it was Lerod, but Lerod obviously did a very good job. He had a nice day, and it was good for us that he was able to run the ball that way.
If you don't mind, stay on the running game, because the numbers were really, really impressive. You just mentioned that you said that that you felt really good about your running attack, and with how maligned your offensive line has been nationally, I don't think enough people are talking about them from a run blocking standpoint and how good they looked.
Well, we haven't run the ball very well this year up until the last two games. I mean, you know, we have not done what we've wanted to do offensively, and that's going to lead to criticism in a lot of areas. So that's something that we've got to get better at. And, you know, our guys are aware of that. But it is nice to see that, like I said, we had a good plan going into Minnesota, which has historically been a very good defensive front, and Lerod did a nice job. It was a good team effort, but it really doesn't mean that much because we didn't win the game. It would be nice if we'd won to be able to say, okay, we ran the ball well, but, you know, I'll take wins any day over statistics.
Wiz, it seemed like to me that the Minnesota Vikings played a lot more cover two than they had shown up until that point on film. Why do you think they played so much cover two?
Well, that to me, that's their base coverage. I mean, that's where it all comes from. Leslie Frazier was part of the Tony Dungy Tampa 2 defensive scheme. So they've been playing that for years, and they've that fast support with their safety. So it really wasn't a lot different than what we expected them to play from a standpoint of their base coverage. But I'm sure they felt they could get pressure with their front four, and so they thought they could keep the guys in coverage to make sure they tried to keep us from hitting them with plays down the field.
Ken Wisden on joining Doug and Wolf here on Arizona Sports 620. Coach, talk about the psyche of the guys. I know Wolf mentioned a little bit about their confidence, but it just seems like everything gets erased if you beat San Francisco. I mean, any struggle you've had over the last 2 weeks, boy, what an enormous game that is. How are the guys doing?
Well, I think they're always fired up to play San Francisco, and it doesn't matter what our record is or what anything's going on when you play a division rival, and if you beat them, you know, it gives you gas. It makes you feel good. So I think the thing that we don't lose sight of is no matter how disappointed we are in the last three games, you know, we're still in a position where if we go in and we play well and we win this game, we'll be in a good place with the division, and that's what the focus is. You know, I think that sometimes you get too caught up on all this other stuff outside and not focused on where you are and what you can do. And I don't think there's any lack of confidence in our players that we can make plays and we can get it done. We've just got to continue to focus on our next opponent and playing better.
With the injury bug offensively, you know, I think of course Levi Brown going down and Jeremy Bridges, a guy that is maybe one of your best backup offensive linemen, and both running backs and Beanie Wells and Ryan Williams and your quarterback John Skelton, he got hurt, now Kevin Cobb's hurt, and I mean it goes on and on. How concerned are you about the consistency of your offense with all these injuries?
Well, I think that's contributed certainly to some inconsistency with our offense because we've had a number of different players, and that's all part of it. I mean, that's the NFL. Some years you don't have many, some years you have more. You know, it seems unfortunate that this year it's struck on offense, and we've had a number of guys go down. But you know, you've got 53 guys. It's not like you can go out and get a bunch of guys off the street that can come in and play. So you got to count on your backups, the ones that the young players that they've got to step in and do the job, and you got to find a way to get that done. It's not easy, but you know our guys have fought hard, and we've been able to do some good things. We've just got to make sure we don't make the mistakes.
You know, one injury there that happened to you in the middle of the game was Adam Snyder. What's Snyder's status, and what did you think after you watched the film of Ornberger?
Well, I think we'll see with Adam. He got a quad contusion, and you just don't ever know how those things are going to settle. So hopefully he'll be able to work back into practice this week, but we'll see how that goes. And Rich played like he hadn't played a lot. He did some good things, and he missed a couple of things. I think when you don't get a lot of the reps in practice, that's a natural tendency. But he's a valuable player, because a valuable backup, because he's played in NFL games. He started. He understands the type of tempo, and he got better as the game went on.
Wiz, when you look at the 49ers on film offensively, are they still a run-first football team, in your opinion?
I think that's their intent. They're going to come in here on Monday night and certainly try to run it on us. I think just try to overpower us. And, you know, that's what they do. And they've got big guys. They've got good backs. So it seems from what I've seen, I still got more tape to watch, but they appear to be based in the run game and the power game.
Whenever a team struggles, Coach, every radio guy, every commentator always makes the comment, now there's a blueprint. This is what you do. But it's almost as if every team is structured the same way, like you can do the same blueprint. Did the Giants give a blueprint to beating the 49ers, or is that game just one of those games for the 49ers and they throw it in the trash and the Giants are a little different than everybody else?
Well, you have different personnel, and obviously Eli Manning's a good quarterback and is playing at a high level. But I think that the reason you watch tape or you watch your opponent is you try to learn things from each different opponent. And, you know, you try to say it's a blueprint. Well, it may give you some ideas, but, you know, you don't have the same players. You may not have the same type of offensive scheme. So what the Giants did is they played smart. They got a couple of turnovers. Antrell Roll got a couple of interceptions down there in the plus territory, and they got up. And, you know, that makes a difference in how you play the game. So if you could say, okay, we're going to go in and get some interceptions that put us in the red zone, that, yeah, that would be a good blueprint. But, that's not something that you can always count on. So I think what you have to do is look at what they do and try to attack them with the best way you can with your personnel. I think that's, you know, the plan that we went into with Minnesota. We had a different type of offense as far as the run game and how we considered our pass game. And, you know, that's what you've got to do. And defensively, we've got to do a good job of what we did in the second half against Minnesota when we play San Francisco a week from tonight, and that is discipline, playing together as a unit. And I mean, to hold Minnesota to 58 total yards in the second half was a very good job by our defense.
Wiz, with playing on Monday night, how is that going to impact your practice schedule this week?
Well, we'll just essentially, we'll have a little bit extra. We'll practice on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, so we'll have an extra day of practice, which will give us a chance to work on a few things. We're not going to, kill them. We're not going to give them a lot of practice each day. We'll spread it out over the 4 days, but it gives us a chance to work on some things, correct some things, and hopefully be as prepared as we can be for them Monday night.
Is there one thing, Coach, that is just driving you the most crazy about the offense, or is that kind of an inept question, I guess, on my part, because football is too complex for that?
I think that just the inconsistency of it. We've had opportunities to make some plays, and we haven't been able to do that. And I think one of the things that's most frustrating is that we've been in the plus side of the 50 a number of times this year, and we haven't capitalized on that. I think in order for us to be more consistent and more productive offensively, we've got to be able to do that. Our defense has given us good field position, or we've gotten down there, and for whatever reason, we've either missed a field goal, we've turned it over, we haven't converted it to a touchdown. And those are the kind of things that you really got to work hard to improve on. And, if we can do that, then it'll certainly put us in better position to get back on a roll.
That's head coach Ken Wisden on joining Doug and Wolf here on Arizona Sports 620.
You've been listening to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Let's go out, start it fast!
Presented by your Valley Chevy dealers, Arizona Sports 620.
Leave nothing on the field! Come out swinging!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.